This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This is the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircraft in India. Addressing on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tata Aircraft Complex reinforces India's position as a trusted partner in global aerospace manufacturing. He added that the factory will not only strengthen the India-Spain ties, but also empower the Make in India and Make for the World mission. Stressing upon India's rising capabilities in defense manufacturing, the Prime Minister said, "The day is not far when India will manufacture civilian aircraft for the world, and India's MSME sector will have a big role to play in it." In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections is underway. 805 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations up to the 30th of October. Counting of votes will be held in November 23rd. Meanwhile, in Assam, scrutiny of nomination papers for the by-polls to five assembly seats is in progress. 38 candidates have filed nomination papers for by-polls to Dholai, Samaguri, Bihali, Sidli and Bogaigaon constituencies to be held on the 13th of next month. Our correspondent reports that the ruling BJP has filed nominations in three seats with UPPL and Assam Gana Parishad in one each seat. The opposition Congress has put up candidates in all the five seats. AAP and Boroland People's Front have filed nominations for two and one seat respectively. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has assured farmers that the government is committed to buying the yield that is produced by the rice millers. He said this today during the launch of the Food Corporation of India grievance redressal system for the rice millers in New Delhi. The Prime Minister stated that the grievance redressal mechanism is given the topmost priority by the government. He said that the whole redressal will be online, starting from registration to finding a solution. He assured the farmers that every complaint of the millers will be dealt with and resolved in a transparent manner. Speaking about the features of the portal, the minister said that the millers will be able to register their complaints and receive the resolution with real-time tracking and automated assignment to the concerned officer. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 is being observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, falls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth tomorrow through video conferencing. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations nationwide, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. Over 2,37,000 volunteers of National Cadet Corps, Nehru Yuva Kendra Sanghatan, National Service Scheme and Bharat Scouts and Guides will be trained under the Yuva Abda Mitra Scheme. Union Home Ministry Govind Mohan today launched the scheme in New Delhi during the 20th Formation Day celebration of National Disaster Management Authority. Several parts of South, Central, North and East Delhi continue to face water shortage, which is likely to persist till Friday. The New Delhi Municipal Council area is also affected due to water crisis in the city. The main reason behind the water shortage is being attributed to the rising level of ammonia content in the water of River Yamuna, which is above 1.5 parts per million. This has affected the water supply in Bhairighatti and Sonia Vihar water treatment plants. Meanwhile, political blame game has started over the issue, with Vice Chairman of Delhi Jal Board Vinay Mishra, who is also an MLA of Aam Aadmi Party, accusing the Haryana government of releasing industrial water in the Yamuna, leading to water contamination. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.